Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Tuesday, October 5th, and this is episode number 58 of our Daily Respite series. That's a pretty long series for us. Hope it's been going well for you. We're now in our weekly portion of our devotionals, and this week it's Drew Lugenbuhl and his devotional, Adventure is Out There. Adventure is Out There. And he's been giving us some real down-to-earth type devotions. As we prepare to begin today, let's take a second and just be still. I'm sitting right now up front in the Vine Street Christian Church sanctuary in the stillness and quiet of this place, where the presence of God reigns 24/7. Amen. And it's a place we can always come to. It's called a sanctuary, a place we can always come to and be in God's arms. Well, let's move on. Today's devotion from Drew Lugenbuhl is called Man and Woman. Man and Woman. We begin with a scripture verse, and then we'll have a devotion, and we'll end with a takeaway. So let us settle in and begin. Today's scripture comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis 2:18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Drew Lugenbuhl says, "My mom loves this passage. If you read through it, you'll also read how God created woman from man, symbolizing how the two will become one flesh. I like the part where every beast of the field, or in other words, animals, was brought before Adam, and he named them. Notice how woman was not yet created. This could have been God's way of ensuring every animal actually got a name. Otherwise, we may still be debating on what to call a dog. All kidding aside, I love how God said man should not be alone. How often do we try to go it alone? Many of us like to believe that we are independent and don't need to rely on anyone but God. It seems God would say otherwise. Notice how God didn't create a toy or an object for Adam either. He created a helper, a teammate. God knew it would be a lonely world without women. But he also knew men would try to impose their will or rule over them. A helper is God's way of showing us that we are to work arm in arm. One is not superior to the other. We both need to rely on each other. My mom has moments where she is passionate. One of the moments or topics is on marriage. My mom isn't a counselor, but she's helped different couples get over a few bumps in the road. You see, many married couples lose sight of the holiness of marriage. They forget how fortunate they are to have someone to love and to hold. They forget that each partner has their own set of roles in a marriage. And for a healthy marriage to exist, those roles need to be fulfilled. If they aren't, then you are liable to walk on some shaky ground. Now, I understand that we are all wired a bit differently from one another. That's what has caused people to write books, and books on love, one of which is about the five love languages. In it, the author proposed or claimed that everyone has a love language. And until your spouse finds ways to talk in that language, it can be tough. I'm a mixture of a couple of the languages, but probably the most prevalent is quality time. For me, I feel like someone loves me when they are willing to spend time with me. One language I don't associate with is the gift language. For me, getting gifts isn't that exciting. I generally feel like I have all that I need and want. Regardless, we're all wired differently. And it's important for our spouses and for us to learn our partner's love language. We need to learn what makes them feel loved and happy. God created us, man and woman. He gave us marriage and expects us to uphold all that it entails. And now, our takeaway. Some of you may not be married yet, and that's all right. Drew Luganbuhl says, neither am I as I write this. The key to prepare yourself for when that time comes, you need to recognize that marriage isn't just about you. It's about the two people honoring God together. For those that are married, remember that marriage isn't just about you. You have another half. You need to support and uplift them. They need to feel your love just as you feel their love. It takes two committed parties for a marriage to work. Amen.